Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Gerard Mayo after the game and his post-game availability asked about the soft comments. That was his response. I've never questioned this team's resilience. That's not what we asked you. We asked you if you still think the team's soft or not, but yep. He doesn't. And he did walk it back immediately, and he did say it starts with him, and I think that this was a very good step in the direction of getting past those comments and not really having to bring them up again, because fairness, you know, if we're keeping it funky here, there was a lot of backlash towards Gerard Mayo for those comments. Not so much in the locker room. In fact, the locker room responded positively to it. The locker room went out and scored a win in the over a division opponent who is in the middle of a terrible meltdown right now. That's fine. That notwithstanding, I still think that was a team that kicked your ass in the Meadowlands a couple weeks ago and was probably licking their chops to do it again. They needed a win as bad as you did, and you went out there and you were able to, with losing your starting quarterback, conduct a game-winning drive, and all that was great. But, man, you know, that whole thing, if they had lost again this week, and I don't know. I mean, if those comments were given the life to carry over into another week, that wouldn't have been a good thing for Gerard Mayo. It was already a bad thing for him. I think this did a lot to kind of move on from that.
It did, and he won't get the praise or positive responses with the same kind of energy, mm-hmm. Probably. I wanted to pull up I mentioned it earlier. So 23 hours ago, J.J. Watt, said credit to Gerard Mayo. His Patriots team responded. And J.J. Watt was very critical mm-hmm. of Gerard Mayo in the soft comments, just like Richard Sherman was, just like Bill Belichick was. There's been a lot of audio starting to flow out today from Bill Belichick, and I haven't heard, I was a little too harsh on Gerard last week. Looked like his team responded. I haven't seen any of that. Maybe it'll come. There's still time. He's got multiple podcasts to do. Maybe he and Lombardi will do it together Underdog. But Gerard, I think he understands it. He mentioned it this morning with the Greg Hill show. He's like, everybody's got an opinion, and they should. That's fine. I think he even said his mother has an opinion, or like somebody at the grocery store was giving him some sort of an opinion the other day.
Where is this grocery store? Because Bill talked about the grocery store a lot, too.
Everybody needs groceries.
He's in the grocery store. Everybody just starts talking to him. You know?
Wouldn't you?
Would I start talking to Bill Belichick at the grocery store? Probably not.
It depends how old you are.
Yeah. I don't talk to people in the grocery store.
I don't either. Game planning in the frozen pizza section?
Like, if I see a friend of mine or something, I might go talk to him. If I see Gerard Mayo, he doesn't know who I am. What, am I going to go talk to Gerard Mayo?
If you're both, like, in front of the produce and, like, hey, is this melon fresh? I don't know. You make small talk, and then you say,
these melons fresh.
All right.
Sounds like the beginning of a porno right there, doesn't it?
It took it creepy. And then maybe you throw in a, hey, you think your receivers could catch one of these bananas if I threw it at them or something? Like, I don't know, you throw some little snide remark. Everybody's going to comment, especially if you've seen him multiple times.
Maybe, you know, we just thought we'd keep bumping into each other over there in the
program. I bet you he goes at a similar time every week.
Probably,
he's got
a
pretty tight schedule, so there's probably a certain time when he goes.
He's probably got a guy who does all the shopping for him.
Well, that's what I would think of this day and age.
Yeah.
Or at least do the curbside pickup where you order it and you just they put it in your trunk.
But then you don't get to be there with the
test the melons.
Exactly. You don't get to test the melons yourself, and also you don't get to be there with the people, which is really what it's all about. Speaking of the people, I have been ignoring the people.
Yeah, what
day.
Are you doing?
I apologize. Let's get to the phone. 617-779-7937. Chris is in Holyoke. He has been waiting a very long time. Chris, go ahead. I'm sorry to keep you waiting. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, no worries. No worries. I ain't got nothing to do. I enjoyed listening to the
right.
show.
Good to hear, Chris. What's up?
So at the beginning of the show, you guys did say, which I'm happy and I'm rooting. I'm happy we won. I'm rooting for Gerard. Now I got a brain fart. That you guys wanted him to win four or five games so they could
kind
of rub it
in. Oh, shut up, Bill and Patricia and all those chuckleheads. Yes, that is exactly what I'm rooting for.
But you use the word journeyman. Now, is that kind of insinuates that you think Mac Jones is better than Jacoby Brissett? Is he going to have an 8-year career? Which is a little bit wild.
No, Mac Jones.
Yeah.
Like,
not just Mac Jones. Is he even going to have a career that's similar or equivalent to Jacoby Brissett? Because you insinuated that what Bill had last year was better than what Gerard has this year.
Okay, fair enough. I think that and thanks for the call, and thanks for waiting. I do think that last year it was a team and an offense that was particularly dysfunctional. I think this year with Drake May, there's hope that it's going to be something better than that, and I think in the two games that May played in, it was better than that. It has been better than that. We all noticed it. It was better than the games with Brissett, and it was better than an entire season of Mac Jones and Bailey Zappi. I think we all agree with that, and it was only two games.
This is the best quarterback play you've gotten since probably Cam Newton, the first couple of weeks of the Cam Newton year.
Yeah. All right. Well, joining us right now here on the phones is Jonathan Jones. And Jonathan Jones is brought to you by, I just had it up. That would be Drains by James, Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. Jonathan Jones, do we have you?
Yes, sir. How's it going?
It's going. How's it feel? Another win in the books. It's been a while since the last one. What was the mood like in the locker room after the game, and how is it like today? I know you have the day off, it's got to feel good, right?
I'd tell you this. It's easier to talk to you guys after a win. the locker room was good. It was good. I think the feeling on the sideline just carried over into the locker room. Just the excitement from the team. Like I said, it was just a good win, a good feeling to get our second win of the season.
We've talked about it that from afar, for the fans, it seems like it's even better when it comes against the Jets. Do you still have that vibe, that feeling inside the locker room? Are the Jets still a rival, or is there a little different feeling when you beat the Jets?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you beat the Jets, you know, it's a good win, and much more in the community. You know, every time you beat the Jets, people, you know, walk up to you and say, man, thank you for beating the Jets. You know, we hate the Jets. So it's definitely always a New England favorite when we get a big win versus them.
Your coach, Gerard Mayo, took a lot of heat over the course of the week from outside the locker room, obviously, over the soft comments, even though he did walk him back. And we did talk to you about that last week, John. Do you think that this week and this performance you guys had Sunday is a good example of just how different things are inside the locker room versus the way people react to him outside? I mean, it seemed like you guys were playing pretty hard for him out there and that you responded positively to the comments that he had.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you have the trust of your team, you can always give constructive criticism. And I think just guys wanted to prove, you know, not just him wrong, just prove ourselves right, that, you know, we know the team that we have. And just to put together a win, I think more than anything, guys.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Came together, executed, didn't make all the mistakes we made in previous weeks that, caused us to lose game, and the results were there.
I feel like every week I ask you a question about Christian Gonzalez and the matchup he's had against somebody and the impressive job he did. So I'm not going to do that. We all saw it. He did a great job against Devontae Adams, a Hall of Fame receiver. Tell me something I don't know about Christian Gonzalez, because we hear him on our midday show. Seems pretty quiet. Those guys got to ask him a lot of questions, and they don't get a lot of answers out of him. So I'm coming to you as veteran teammate. Tell me something about Christian Gonzalez the fans need to know.
Man, he's a worker. I mean, like I said, he's quiet. He's to himself. But at the same time, he has this energy and this presence about himself, this confidence in himself. And, man, it's good to see it come out on Sundays just because I know, how hard he works and, how everything just means a lot to him, and you could see that and just see him continuing to grow, and he plays with a chip on his shoulder. And I don't know if everyone sees that, but he definitely goes out there and exudes that on the game there.
Where is he in his development? Because I know you've said you think he's not going to be one of the best corners. He's going to be one of the best players in the National Football League. Where are we seeing 70%, 80%? Where is he in that evolution?
I can't give numbers, but I can definitely say this. He's just continuing to get better, and at this point, it's just repetition. And when a guy's early reps look like this, you just want to see him continue to get better and better and better, and it will. And that's all that's going to happen. He's going to continue to get better as long as he stays healthy. The sky's the limit for him. I've always seen that in him, and I'm excited to see him grow.
Jonathan, without Kyle Duggar in the game, and obviously with Jabril going through his situation there, you guys shorthanded at the safety position. You were moving around out there, it looked like, sort of in different roles. How was it sort of trying to regroup around the guys that were missing?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, the safety that we had, they stepped up. Your coach came to me before the game and asked me how to be prepared to play some safety. I told you guys before, I'm always penciled in as a backup safety, backup everything. So willing to help, just whatever they ask of me, I'm always willing to do it. It adds excitement for me. And just, those guys, like I said, they stepped up for Doug not being there, Pep not being in. It was a good game for him.
You guys always talk about complimentary football. Your cornerback buddy, Marcus Jones, you get that stop, and then he has that punt return. From the outside looking in, it seemed like that changed the game, that was a pivotal play in the game. What was the energy in that situation?
Oh, man, momentum. At some point, teams are going to have to stop kicking him the ball because, he's electric with the ball in his hands and just a pure athlete. But that was definitely a moment in the game where just energy shifts. You gave the offense a short field, the sidelines, the stadium, just the energy. Energy is a big part of the game, and that play right there definitely brought us to our sideline.
You guys have, as a defensive unit, you're on the sideline while the offense is out there, and in certain games the time of possession has been swung in the other direction. As the season's gone on, have you noticed improvements on that with the offense? Can you sort of feel that when you're on the sidelines? Is that something you guys are conscious of?
You do. And I know, you know, as a team, we always harp on, like you said, complimentary football. And so when those guys go out there, can hold on to the ball, you know, not turning over, get a couple first downs, you know, it's not always about points, just being able to hold on to the ball and drive. It definitely helps us out as a defense, and they definitely been doing a lot better job of that, and it helps.
Jonathan, an unfortunate situation with Drake May on the slide. He gets hit in the head. He ends up having to come out of the game. And we've been talking. We asked Jacoby about it, and he said, you know, they do try to protect us as quarterbacks. I wanted to flip sort of the script there and ask you about, as a defensive player, a sliding quarterback, a late sliding quarterback, you're trying to make a tackle. You don't want to get embarrassed by a guy who's a good athlete. You know, Drake May's a big guy. He can run around you or over you. How do you handle that situation? Is that just a situation where sometimes – it's inevitable that these things are going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bang-bang play. And I know in replay they can always slow it down, you know, to the millisecond. But, you know, in real time, those are you know, tough plays. Guys are flying around trying to make plays. And, you know, the quarterbacks are good athletes running around, you know, trying to extend the plays. And so sometimes it looks bad when you slow it down and replay. But, you know, guys are just out there trying to make plays. I don't always think it comes with malice intent. And so we try to keep that in mind. But as a defensive player, you're just out there, you know, trying to give your best effort and, you know, stop the offense from getting any more yards.
Do you think in general that NFL players try to take care of each other? Even though you guys are trying to hit and tackle and be physical, do you think in general players aren't looking to do anything above and beyond? Is it usually looking to take care of each other?
Yeah, it's a working agreement. I mean, as a defensive player, I want you hurting but not hurt, if that makes sense. I want you to feel my presence. I want you to know that, you know, you're dealing with a physical team, you're dealing with physical players, but at the end of the day, you know, you want guys to go back to their family, you want them to continue their career. So it's definitely not, you know, with any intent to hurt guys, to end their career, give them injuries, but you definitely want your presence to be felt as a defender.
Jonathan, Josh Uche traded away today to Kansas City for a sixth-round pick. He was only on a one-year deal. You're on the last year of your deal. You're a veteran player on this team. Is the trade deadline something that's crossed your mind?
No, I mean, I've got some questions about it, but no. I go to work every day and just try to stay focused on what I can control. And, you know, it's worked for me so far in my career, and that's what I'm continuing to do is just, you know, just control the things that I can control and show up, you know, every day ready to work.
I asked Jacoby Brissett this, and I just want to get another veteran idea. There are some people, including myself, I'll be honest with you, that have talked about draft picks, and this team needs as high a draft pick as possible, and maybe winning games isn't necessarily the best thing for the long-term future of the franchise. As a guy who puts his body on the line and a professional, does that annoy you when people like me say that? Do you understand it as part of the business and the game? How do you react to those types of comments and thoughts?
Yeah, I definitely understand it. You know, that's a big part of the fan side of it. You know, but as players, we're going out there to win. And, you know, as a team, there's not one team in the league that, you know, it's going to turn their season around from one player. You know, obviously guys coming in always helps, and there's free agency and there's the draft. But at the end of the day, you know, our job is to go out there and win games and just continue to get better. I think if you're playing for no one else, you're playing for yourself and for your family, for your teammates, you know, for the guys who've, you know, been there through the spring, the summer. And so, you know, we go out there and play for each other, if nothing else.
All right, Jonathan Jones, we'll leave it right there. Thanks for the time today, and good luck this weekend against the Titans.
Thank you, guys. You have a good one.
All right, that's Jonathan Jones joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. Here's Stiz with what's trending, and then I promise we'll get back to the rest of your phone calls.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.